This could very well be your last tape. How about that? It's a Monday night, the 18th of September, about 9:15.
I have 13 days to go. Oh joy.
It's hard to believe that it's almost over. Really.
Which one?
I haven't, my head's all stopped up. I've been kind of ill the last couple of days. And I'm taking something called Tetra Shell or something like that. 2 every 6 hours.
Yeah.
2 every 6 hours, and that just about cleared me up. But my right ear is all sore and hurty, and, you know, blowing my nose too hard and stuff like that. And I slept all day today, which helped, of course. I slept a lot yesterday, too. So some people were asking some questions about Carl Schwann, Steve Hall, Ron Warner, Jerry Opie, Ken Solomon, Stacy, and Fitzgerald, and later. Wow, I'm not going to pick my ushers until I get home and can call them up and say, you know, how about it? And I'm thinking of Steve Hall and Ken Solomon. I don't want, you know, I don't even want to invite John Cheney. Carl Schwann, he's just the son of a friend of my dad's, really. I don't know the kid at all. Steve Hall, yes. Ron Warner, I didn't even think of him, but nothing wrong with inviting him. I'm not too hot about Jerry Opie coming. Ken Solomon, yes. Stacy, yeah, I think that's a good idea, invite guy. And Fitz, Wendy, I might even have him for an usher, I don't know. If he's amiable to the, to, you know, I might ask him. The Wendy's a pretty good guy. Hey, that's 76 cents for that tax refund. That really burned. I'm supposed to get $76 back, not 76 cents. And I'm going to check into that, boy. I am really unhappy about that. It's supposed to be $76. Either they made a mistake or I'm getting gypped out of something. I'd appreciate having some information available as to where I can go to present a claim against the government or for a recheck on that, because I do believe that it is wrong. Very meticulously took care of that thing. Best that I knew how, anyway. Well, what have I been up to? Well, today was Children's Day. We had a big party at the Montier Village yesterday. Went out there and had everybody sitting around. I got a couple of good pictures. And we took out 4 cakes and some iced tea with a lot of sugar in it, and candy and apples and oranges, and passed it out to all the kids, and shook hands, drank a little bit of rice wine. They didn't have a buffalo or a cow to kill. It was a lot of fun. Vietnamese got up and made a few speeches. Wasn't bad. Kind of fun.
Oh my gosh.
One, 2 weeks from today, I'll be home. How about that? See, I'm leaving next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, on the 26th, I'm leaving here. Clearing the train, then I leave the train on Sunday, the 1st, and go to Cameron Bay and leave Cameron the 2nd. I guess, I don't know. We had Children's Day out there. Today we drove up to Tutui, which is way up north. And Six Montagnards wandered out of the hills. And a pretty scuzzy bunch too. And we talked to them for a little bit. And they weren't from this village that a guy that we'd caught and brought back, shown, took him back to the hills. Yeah, they weren't from that village. And just looked at him. I'm going to bring him down tomorrow and let him look at the village, see what's there, and send him back in the hills to bring their relatives out, which is what we want to do, get them all. So that operation up north is, you know, going to pan out in time. And ordered some leaflets from Pleiku, which is neat, trying to phone Pleiku in the afternoon. Usually I make my phone calls late at night. and I can get through usually. Being unusually lucky with the telephone. And he's ordered 50,000 leaflets. They'll be here sometime this week. And getting the Montagnards to move out of the, you know, showing that we're moving out of the hills, coming to Anque. And this is the time to hit them because they're got the harvest in, they're getting ready for the rainy season, and they get everything packed up. It'll be the time to move out. Slowly packing everything up around here. Took all my cards down and my pictures down and other stuff like that. Walls are a little barer than they normally are. And I got all my little goodies that I've come up with, you know. Jungle boots, mosquito nets. What else? Rain suit. My jungle fatigues. Get that stuff all ready to send home. Yeah, it's good to have that. And that rain suit is really nice. Two nice pair of jungle boots if I, you know, it'll keep me in boots for the rest of my life. Really nice boots too. Brand new. I only wore one pair once. And a mosquito net. Army mosquito net. Which is sometimes hard to come by in the States. I got one. It's a big, well, you can set it up like a big pup tent. It's actually bigger than a pup tent. You know, and completely surrounded by net. Oh, I wish I had something like that when Chad and I were up there a couple years ago. And, oh, I was going crazy in the mountains with those mosquitoes. They were bad news. Oh, what else has been going on? All last week I was going like crazy. I was working just as hard as I possibly could work in order to keep busy. Make time go fast. And it did. We got a whole bunch of new Montagnards in from the Analao Valley. And we set up 7 big tents for them. And they're living up a little farther west than where the bunch that we normally work with are. Yeah. Built a water bladder platform. And some 4x4s and some 2x4s, and made this thing about 4.5 feet high. And put 7 2x4s across it. You know, and we started building it 8 feet high, and after we got it all together, we cut it down. So we built it from the top down. You know, we just back a 2.5 truck up to it. And roll off 1,000 pounds of water, just roll it right onto the platform, and then they can take the water off the platform, out of the bladder, and we drive the truck up there, and 2 people can just drag the thing back on the water, back on the truck, and go fill it up. Much easier than lifting 208 pounds from the ground 5.5 feet up, especially when you got a bunch of lazy Montagnards trying to do it. So it's a water bladder platform. Neat trick. It takes a lot to run out, so I didn't want to. I was going to start.